dilemmas of the angels extraterrestrial. The aliens land, and at first she's scared. Has her lord been keeping secrets? Another wife and kids in a faraway galaxy? It would be tempting. Imagine saying, "Let there be light," and poof, there's light. The magic word is any word you want it to be. Bucket, for example, or asphalt. And into the world tumble jet planes, hair dryers, and vegetarian restaurants. The Mayans say God made human beings from mud, but when it rained, they washed away and he had to start over. So maybe we're the other family. Now the aliens are stepping out of their ship, which looks like a giant corn cob painted blue. That's a nice detail, she thinks, that blue. Could be these people created themselves. Certainly our Lord didn't attend so to detail. Here it was light, dark, firmament, seas, vault of heaven, all pretty vague. It wasn't even clear whether angels have sexual organs. Take that Cole Porter song, birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. What about angels? The problem is there is no one before whom the Lord can bow his head and be born again. The aliens take off their shoes and socks before walking barefoot across the lawn. There's something appealing about them, those smiles. They're taking off their clothes, spacesuits really, and lying down on the grass. They're wrapping their arms and legs around each other. They're doing what is done to create a new being. "Hey," she shouts. Not that she's a prude, but she's been in the garden before and knows that the sprinklers come on at dusk, which it almost is. And what if, under the screen of water, they're washed away?